Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, March 4th, 2021, and the first day of spring is rapidly approaching, and corn harvest is upon us. It's the elusive Goldilocks of snow that's not too hard and not too soft, but just right to make anyone look like a hero. So wax up your skis, because ski season isn't over until it's over. In local news, last Saturday, the Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team hosted their giant slalom event, and what a successful event. Athletes of all ages, from senior athletes all the way down to little rippers under 8 years old, participated in Saturday's event, and they were all exciting to watch, especially the little rippers. It's fun to imagine just how much they will continue to progress over time. The Flagstaff Ski Club will be hosting another event in about 2 weeks' time. The Grand Canyon Invitational will be held on Saturday, March 20th and Sunday, March 21st. So mark your calendars for another weekend of epic fun on the mountain. There will be open invitations for athletes from ages 5 and up, so if you fall under that category and want to test your mettle, then come on out for a fun day on the slopes. Registration for the event will be open until noon on Friday, March 19th, and there will not be any in-person registration. Online registration will soon be available, so be sure to hop on that there interwebs and visit www.flagstaffskiclub.org. for the latest information on the event, as well as registration information. It's fun, it's exciting, and it's a great way to spend a day with your friends on the two sticks we like to call skis. The backcountry is indicating springtime conditions, and the aforementioned corn harvest will soon be here. But for now, weak layers continue to persist. Wind slabs continue to be one of the avalanche problems of late, along with wet slab as temperatures continue to increase. If you're traveling into the backcountry, be sure to visit Kachina Peaks Avalanche Center at kachinapeaks.org. That's kachinapeaks.org for the latest avalanche forecast, and know before you go. I can't stress the importance of this enough. Avalanche fatalities in February may very well be one of the deadliest in recorded history. According to the folks over at avalanche.org, there have been 33 fatalities so far this season, a 43% increase from last year, and 26 of those 33 fatalities all took place in February alone. With the rise of COVID, so has the number of backcountry travelers of all skill levels, driving up the number of fatalities. Traveling in the backcountry can be incredibly rewarding, but it could also be fatal, so it's important to get the gear, get the training, and keep learning. In today's digital age, there's copious amounts of resources at your disposal to learn about avalanche safety. And one great resource is www.avalanche.org. There you will find a plethora of information ranging from the latest avalanche forecast to education resources such as tutorials as well as courses. So be sure to check out the folks over at www.avalanche.org. No guests today, but I do have a bit of gear talk that I'm excited to share. Last year, when COVID hit and all the lockdowns started, we got dumped with about 1.5 feet, maybe 2 feet of snow. By that time, our local ski area was closed because of lockdown, so riding the lifts was out of the question. My son, who was 5 at the time and heartbroken that he couldn't go skiing, led me to the development of what I consider to be a diabolical plan. My son had some snowshoes he could use to snowshoe his way up to slopes in the woods near our home and hit some newly fallen powder. I mentioned the plan to my son, and he was all in. Now, there's a reason why they call it slow shoeing, because it was pretty slow going. Eventually, we got up to a run and got some powder turns in, and the whole time I was thinking, man, if only they made a touring setup for kids. Well, my prayers have been answered. The Contour Startup Ski Adapter makes it easy to convert your kids' alpine ski bindings into a free heel uphill machine. Simply click the adapter into the Alpine binding, click the boots into the adapter, slap some skins on the skis, and you're off to the hills for uphill travel. For downhill travel, simply unclick the adapters from the Alpine bindings, stow them in a backpack, and click directly into the Alpine bindings for the descent. It's a pretty ingenious device that fits boot sole lengths from 245 to 305 millimeters. Kontoor also sells kid-specific climbing skins, but thankfully I had some old ones laying around that I was able to fit on my son's skis. My son has gotten some use from this setup, and so far he seems to enjoy the Friday afternoon skin up with Dad. Or maybe it's the Five Guys burger I bribe him with that comes at the end of our tour. But either way, he's a good sport and enjoys spending time on the mountain. If you're interested in getting a touring setup for your kid, then be sure to check the show notes for links to learn more about the Kontoor adapter. Well, that's it for this week. Don't forget to subscribe to us. You could find us on iTunes, Android, Spotify, or Amazon Podcasts. If you don't know how to subscribe, ask a millennial for help. If you want to support the show and shop on Amazon, then visit steepangle.com. Click on the Amazon banner on our homepage and continue with your Amazon shopping. Emotional support this week provided by Coffee and Good Vibes. And until next time, bye for now.